With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Indirect talks between the U.S. and Iran concluding after some 3 hours Tuesday, mediated by Oman.
The U.S. and Iran held their second round of talks about Iran's nuclear program in Geneva. As Iran said, it'll close the Strait of Hormuz for several hours. That's for live fire military exercises as the U.S. ramps up its military forces in the region. This is the first time that Iran has closed parts of the strait, an essential international waterway, since the U.S. began threatening Iran with military action. Iran previously held a live fire drill in the Strait of Hormuz several weeks ago, but it didn't announce closures.
Well, the makers of Roundup closing in on a legal settlement for thousands of pending lawsuits.
Agrochemical giant Bayer has agreed on a proposed $7.25 billion settlement to resolve thousands of U.S. lawsuits over a popular weed killer. The complainants allege the company failed to warn people that Roundup could cause cancer. Bayer denies allegations that the herbicide glyphosate, Roundup's key ingredient, can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but says the settlement gives the company a road to closure amid mounting litigation costs. I'm Jennifer King.
Netflix granting Warner Brothers Discovery a 7-day waiver that would allow it to re-engage talks with Paramount Skydance. Here's Rich Thomason.
In a regulatory filing, Warner Brothers says the waiver will allow it to have discussions with Paramount Skydance on its buyout offer and any potential modifications. The filing says Netflix executed the waiver Tuesday, and Warner Brothers now has until the 23rd of this month to negotiate a possible transaction with Paramount Skydance. Rich Thomason reporting.
And officials say the investigation continues. This is SRN News. Well, the Church of England is stepping back from the brink. Here's Michael Harrington.
In a landmark vote, the bishops have decided not to establish an official church liturgy and blessing for same-sex unions. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been teetering on the brink of a split for years and may continue to do so, but both liberals and conservatives seem to agree that approving blessings for gay marriage would have resulted in immediate schism. The denomination has held a formal debate about the issue for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
15th century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has a new home. Bearded saint with a book was recently restored under Adopt a Statue program, launched in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it's on display at FNM, an Italian transport company. No word how long it will be there. This is SRN News. Dollar Tree customers are taking notice, and they are fuming. Bill Alexander explains why.
That's because the chain is straying even further from its core price point, and customers don't like it. In recent years, $3, $5, and even $7 items have been popping up in the stores. Many consumers are annoyed by the inconsistency and unwanted surprises at the checkout register. CEO Mike Creedon said Dollar Tree had 3 million more households shop at its stores during its most recent quarter compared to the same time last year.
Longtime basketball coach Doug Moe has died following a long battle with cancer. He was an All-American at North Carolina who played in the old ABA and went on to coach the Denver Nuggets, also San Antonio and Philadelphia. He was Coach of the Year in 1988. Doug Moe was 87. More details, srnnews.com.